Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Save big with sweaters for adults from $14.99 at Gap Factory. And at Banana Republic Factory, doorbuster sweaters start at $19.99. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store, or shop us online.
Blog Talk Radio. You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either express or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Day in your charm. Oh, Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to a very, very special guest show. My name is Denise Durant, and this is the Girlfriend Network with Ms. Fallon Moreno. How are you, Ms. Fallon?
I'm great. I'm so excited about today's show.
I'm super excited. I'm over here like, oh, my God, we have Faith Evans, hip-hop
royalties,
with us today. And, you know, we're going to kick it like girlfriends, ask Faith a couple of questions. Guys, please call in 347-539-5729, any questions you might have. We're going to be discussing also love and hip-hop in the media. Me and Fallon, we're both talking about this off, you know, there's a lot of different things to discuss, and we have the lovely Miss Faith Evans on the show. Anybody that wants to listen to us, please go to our website. It's www.thelovezoneusa.com. Click the broadcast button, and you can get right into us. We're on, also on Blog Talk Radio. Also, we are also on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com as well. So you have no excuse not to listen to us, especially today. I'm super nervous and excited because Faith, I grew up listening to her, and I was telling her, like, oh, my God, she's on. But
Faith is she's legendary.
I know. So many things we want to talk about today. Also, guys, don't forget, you also could call in to listen. 347-539-5729 is the number. Feel free to call and ask any questions. How's everything going with you today, Fallon? How are you today?
I'm great. Like, I'm just really excited about this interview and to talk to Faith and get some inside scoop of what's going on with her. And I'm excited, super excited. Couldn't come fast enough.
I know. I'm excited as well. Shout out to the lovely Zena Vasquez who couldn't be here with us. She's also the host on the Girlfriend Network. We love you, girl. And we're definitely going to kick it and just chill back. Real quick, listeners, actually, you guys could also call in if you have any questions or want to listen, 347-539-5729. And we're going to get to speak to Faith in a little bit.
So many inboxes in my inbox of different
So what
questions.
Are people asking you to ask her? What's one of the questions that you
received
to tell
You know what? I've had over 10 people ask me a question I'm not going to ask.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, it's a Tupac question, but we're not even going to go there.
Oh, I see. Yeah, a lot of people are excited and asking me to ask different questions. I have my own things because I've been following Faith, and like I was telling you, I've been listening to her, grew up listening to her. She's from Jersey, as well as myself. So there's a couple of questions I want to get into and just, you know, kick it with her. She seems very laid back and humble and an amazing person, so we'll just get to it.
Right. And I know she's got some new videos out, right? Some new music video.
Yeah, she has some new music.
I think it's a song called Dumb. Have you seen the video?
I haven't got to see the video. We're going to talk to her about that. We also want to talk a little bit about her status as far as being one of the legendary R&B singers, soulful, in the hip-hop industry as well. But we're going to get to the first song, and it's a classic that I love from Faith. We're going to go ahead and play it. It's You Get No Love. All right, guys, stay tuned. We'll be back with Faith Evans.
Simply when I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
Girlfriend Network with Miss Faith Evans. I'm over here jamming like, what's your zodiac sign? I can't hear you. You hear the song at every single party. Miss Faith Evans is with us. I'm so excited. Okay, so everybody was jamming. Just call in if you have any questions. 347-539-5729. Also, visit our website. It's www.thelovezoneusa.com. You go ahead. It's very easy. You click on the tab where it says broadcast. And when you see the Blog Talk Radio Studio button, you click on that button and you can listen to us directly right there and then, okay? Also, we're on Stitcher.com as well as TuneIn. Fallon, what's your first question? What is your first question that you have for Miss Faith Evans?
Gosh, there's so so many, so much stuff. I know our time is so limited.
I know.
But I would love to know. I know Faith has always been really open with her relationship with God and her spirituality. I just really want to know, what was the turning point, or did she grow up in a very spiritual household? Did that come from her grandmother, you know, because she was raised by her grandparents? So did that start off as a little kid and build up, or did she
definitely.
Awakening?
That was one question that me and you were talking about, and we're definitely going to get to ask her because she's about to come in right now and speak to us. And I do love that about her. She's very humble, very spiritual, and
very
has no...
down to earth, yes.
Yes, has no... Just such a nice spirit and calm way about her. Miss Faith Evans, are you on with us?
I am. How are you guys?
Hi, Faith. How are you?
Hi. I'm
Thank
doing
you
good. I'm doing
so
good.
Much for calling on. We've been so excited, and my Facebook and Twitter is just blowing up about you with so
many
questions.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling in, Faith. We love you. I mean, I've listened to you. I'm from Jersey. I know you're from Jersey, too. And I've been listening to you forever, and I really appreciate how humble you are and spiritual you are, and thank you so much for calling in. We have so many people who want to ask questions.
Okay,
now, Faith,
I'm here.
All right, Faith. Now, you know, we were just talking about your spirituality, that, you know, you're open with the love that you have for God, and, you know, you were raised by your grandparents. Tell us, did that come from your upbringing with them, or that's something that through music you were able to connect to?
Well, I was raised by my grandparents and my mom. My mom was always in my life. They just moved me from Florida to New Jersey, you know, shortly before my mom moved because she was still finishing school. But, you know, it wasn't a long period of time at all. My mother was always in my life, and church was always a part of my life. So, I mean, it certainly came way before I discovered that I had any musical talent in me.
Awesome. Okay, yes, that's right. I know that you were from Florida originally and you were raised in New Jersey. All right, well, with that being said, how did you feel singing in a choir? I know that you sang in church. How was that experience for you as a child and connecting with, you know, spiritually? And
Well, you know what? I was in this choir a little bit before the age you're supposed to be, so it was always a part of my life, you know. That singing, you know, obviously I was singing before I was put in the choir, but, you know, from very early on, like the age of 2 or 3, singing was a part of my life, and singing in the choir happened to be, you know, the way I did it.
Right.
Probably, I was probably in the choir until I was, like, 17.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that certainly influenced the way that I do my backgrounds and my harmonies and, you know, me being able to know the different notes, because singing in a choir, you know, you have to keep
that
note.
Really,
but I mean, I took it a little further with trying to, when I started writing songs and trying to pick people's songs apart, and, you know, with the whole taking piano lessons and stuff like that. But, you know, it certainly started from being in the choir.
Awesome.
Right.
So you were able to get
the first thing I did.
Yeah, get yourself well-rounded and accustomed to all the different types of singing styles. That's awesome. Fallon, do you have any questions for Faith?
Yeah, since we were talking about, since you singing as a child, if you weren't an artist or an R&B singer, or that life didn't become your reality, what do you think you would do other than being an artist, if you weren't an artist?
You know, that's a good question, but growing up, I never necessarily saw being a quote-unquote recording artist as my goal. I did feel like if I would do something that involved singing, because it was something that I did so much. I mean, whether it was in church or school or all the other extracurricular things I did, all of them involved singing. So, but the fact that I was also very good academically, you know, I did think, okay, I should study something different in college because, you know, singing, this part comes kind of easy, and I've been sort of studying it all these years. So when I did go to college, I just didn't want to focus on music because I was going to always be doing that. But I definitely didn't know I would be a recording artist. I don't know. It's funny now looking back, I'm like, I would be real good in the court.
How awesome
but
is that?
That wasn't my goal when I was coming up at all. It was just like, okay, let me think of what I could study in college because I know I got to go to college because I'm a good student, you know?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to ask you, being that, you know, if I hadn't asked you that question, I saw that you wrote a book, is Keep the Faith memoirs that you have, Keeping the Faith.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any plans of maybe writing another book or teaming up with Ms. King that like you guys did or anything in the works? Because, you know, that's another side to faith that people don't know, the author, you know, the R&B, the, you know.
Well, actually, yeah, thank you. And shout out to everybody who has, you know, because that book is sort of like one of those, it's sort of growing a cult following. You know, it did well, but because I didn't really promote it heavily, I didn't go on a tour, you know, to promote the book. But it's like kind of one of those word of mouth things. And I think it's a great book because it's a good read and an easy read, which mm-hmm. is what, you know, I wanted to tell my story, but also make it, you know, an easy read and be tactfully honest. And people seem to enjoy
yes.
it. I hear every day I see someone commenting on the book. So that's a blessing as well. But I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I do see that you're very honest in your speak and the way that you express yourself. I do appreciate that as you coming as a woman, artist, mother, all-around person. And that book is very honest. There was just certain parts of it that you told, you know, certain things that happened between you and Big. And that's awesome that you were able to be detailed because you were a huge part of that movement and you still are a huge part of music, period. So if the listeners know, you guys check out the book. And it gets very real. As we would say out here.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot that I didn't say in there. But, you know, again, I feel like it's best to be tactful in your honesty. You know, it's not up to me to tell other people's story. So, you know, I had to really take that into consideration. And not even take that into consideration, but just make sure that was that read throughout. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to tell something about someone else that they haven't told. So
no, and that's
me.
Right. Yeah, and that's the honest part of it. Wanted to ask you a question. Any new music or anything in the works for Faith
we
need to watch
I'm
out for?
I'm actually in the studio right now, I've been doing several feature projects, a few gospel projects. I'm finishing up my 8th album, which is so awesome. Oh my gosh!
Ooh,
and
wait.
I can't wait actually, but I'm not in a rush because I need for people to know about it and to be anticipating it. But the
yes.
music part of it, the creative part of it, is pretty much done. I'm just putting all my ducks in a row so that I can make sure it comes in with a bang. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
definitely
no set date or anything like that or any, you know, tour.
No, I don't have a date. I'm working on possibly going on the road in September, October, but you know, we don't have any dates, any routing yet, but
wow, that's
going to
be amazing.
We have an offer to do some stuff in September or October. So, but you'll definitely know about it when I get that contract.
Yes, and definitely, I would love for you to come back and you
yeah.
know.
I'm also working on a few other.
Talk to us for a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm not moving y'all around right this second. I told them I need to take a quick break to talk to
and
you guys.
And
so.
Your last video you have, the most recent video, is that the Dumb video? Or do you have?
Yes, Dumb is the second single off the R&B Divas album, the Faith Evans R&B Divas album.
And I know you were really close to Whitney Houston, which was a huge loss in the industry. Do you have any plans on having her on the R&B Divas album?
Well, no, I don't have any rights to any of Whitney's, you know, vocals, so I wouldn't, I wouldn't tamper with anything like that. I did just get a call to participate in something that they're doing for her 50th birthday coming up soon, so.
Awesome. That's awesome.
But
I'm working on a few other
TV projects as well as, you know, the proud of the success of the R&B Divas franchise with the
yes.
new installment of LA Divas and prayerfully we'll have other cities, you know.
Yes,
but
yeah,
I'm working
are we
on
see
other
you?
Shows and stage projects, film projects. I'm just trying to put a lot of pots on the burners, you know.
That's good. That's definitely always good to keep busy. Are you going to make an appearance at the LA R&B Divas or will we see you?
No, I wasn't a part of the filming. They actually started right before we wrapped with ATL.
Oh, wow.
So I kind of had to come home early from Atlanta anyway to take care of my business at home. So I really wasn't able to jump right into something else.
Yeah, shout out to the ladies of the cast of Atlanta, man.
Yeah, we love that show.
Yes, yes.
And the LA Divas. Shout out to the LA
Divas.
Yes,
the LA Divas too. The LA Divas. I can't wait to see that. That's going to be an interesting. But
and
now
all
Faith,
the divas across the country who I've been talking to about, you know, if you know who you are.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, speaking real quick about the industry and working with divas, and how was working with the girls and bringing them together? I know that you had a part in that with Nikki from Brownstone. You guys were, like, you know, co-creator of the show, and I know you're working on a lot of other things. How did that come together?
Well, actually, Nikki came to me. I was working on some other TV projects, and to be quite honest, I had a deal in place. I mean, you know, a deal offered to do a show, but I'm not really interested in being on TV in that sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that I don't have the time. You know, I know that I'm not about to interrupt my household. So
definitely.
I really kind of had to, I was in the process of thinking, okay, I think I'm going to have to turn down this deal because they wanted me to do a show. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do that. That ain't really where I'm at. But Nikki came to me with this idea, actually. She had the show cast. She had, you know, a lot of other ladies even in her cast that didn't end up in the show, and she asked me to come on board, and I really didn't plan on being on the show. I was just going to be an EP and help my friend sell her show because I had already done all the rounds of meetings with the other shows that I was pitching. So
I was gonna ask you. I saw somewhere that you were doing something with First Ladies. It was a show.
Yeah, me and Misa Hilton were working on
Misa
something.
Hilton,
we had done a pilot together. Yep, that was one of them.
Okay. And nothing in the works with that, or that's just off.
Well,
the,
I mean, I think it would have been a great show. I mean, who knows? Maybe
yes, definitely.
We can restructure it and revisit it because it would have been really good. But we're working on some other things. She and I as well. You know, trying to work on some other ideas. So
I actually ran into her once. She's a sweetheart at the Love and Hip Hop. It was like a audience Misa. She's very nice. And what do you think about everything that's going on in the media right now as far as, like, relationships and love and hip-hop? Because, you know, you were married for most of your adult life, and now I know you're single, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Single.
Okay.
No, well, are you ready to mingle, or are you enjoying your
I'm not much of a in the sense of, like, I'm a people person, but I have so many responsibilities. First with having four kids and a household to maintain and a career, and I really don't even have time to, like, do a bunch of extra stuff. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not, like, on the dating scene or nothing like that. I hang out every once in a while with my friends, but I'm not out looking for somebody. I'm here to be found by the right person, but, you know.
That's right.
I'm not out looking like that, but, you know, I'm enjoying being single.
It's difficult for even anybody single nowadays. I tell you, Faith, these websites, all this e-harmony and all that stuff.
It's too much out there. I'm not into all of that. I'm about face value, and it just has to be that moment that God says, you know, he's going to put that person in my circle or around me, and that's just how it has to be because
it's all timing.
I'm not about to go looking for it like that.
It's authenticity. That's what is missing. It's not the genuine you actually meeting that person in your path that's supposed to be with you. It's like, let me just make a profile and find John. No, I hear you on that.
I mean,
that.
And I'm
difficult.
Not knocking those that some people
no,
may
I don't
find
either.
Love that way, but, you know, that's just not – I don't – that's not – my everyday lifestyle doesn't accommodate that anyway, so I'm barely on the internet other than check my emails and check my bank and send money and pay bills.
And your daughter Chyna, she's in the industry too, right? She's a music producer and writer.
She is. She's not. I wouldn't say she's in the industry, but I mean she's definitely.
She wants to.
She's an engineer, producer, writer, singer. She does her own thing. She's actually in school. She goes to Musicians Institute. So she's been doing music, you know, since she was really young. So it's inevitable. She's way better than me.
I'm sure you go to her. Does she help you?
I'm sorry. Well, she's in school and she has a full time job. The time she does her music thing on her own time. I'm always trying to figure out when I can sneak myself in the studio and when she can watch the boys. So we kind of have to flip flop.
Okay. Well, look, that's awesome though. She's in the industry. She's someday, you know, you guys work together and always keep that. I mean, it's hard for you to
have
four kids.
Have a little faith.
I told her I want her to do an interlude for this album. So when she finds the time in her busy schedule, maybe
she'll
do that.
That would be awesome. I would love
well,
to hear.
Well, Yeah, I would love to hear that. I mean,
yeah.
I'm a huge fan of yours. I can't wait for your new album. I mean, you have to definitely come back. We promote your tour. We'll give away tickets. We'll do something out here for the Girlfriend Network because we have so many people listening and wanting to talk to you, but we're hogging you right now. We're like, we need to ask Faith. We need to talk to her. So just to make sure that, you know, everybody gets correct, make sure that you guys tune into this interview. We have the lovely Faith Evans. And, Faith, I know we're pulling you from your session. I really appreciate your time and your humbleness and just how amazing that you are to take time out to talk to us and, you know, have our listeners listen
thank
in.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And you're
my pleasure.
So humble.
I
really respect
that. I hope
you
guys enjoy
you know?
It'll be worth it because, you know, y'all will get to hear the finished product and, you know, hopefully y'all enjoy it.
Yeah,
definitely.
We,
I always enjoy
know,
that. We have all your music is playing on today to the show. Even after you're gone, we're going to keep playing your, you know, Where We Stand. We have your
Yay.
Other hits,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's one of my
yes.
favorites. That's one of my
yes.
favorites.
Yes.
What is
very,
your
very
favorite song that you've done? What is your top three?
Where We Stand would be, definitely be one of them.
Where We Stand, I love it.
I like Tears Away, that's on the Half Funny soundtrack
mm-hmm.
a lot. And, I want to say it's either like Trouble World or Catching Feelings, one of those.
Oh, I love all of them. It's hard to pick. You have too many great ones.
Yeah, Where We Stand is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Soon as I get home, and I'm going to say Gets No Love.
Yeah, I love it.
I just like
yeah.
the toughness of it. Like, you know, the hip-hop, soulful,
classy.
That's my classy.
Ego.
Yeah.
That's Brick City from the Bricks.
I know, Brick City in the house. Oh, okay. Thank you so much for calling in. I wish I had more time with you. I know you're busy working on your creative stuff, and tune in. You're welcome anytime. And I want to hear the album, and I want to have you back and just,
I'm
going to
shock y'all and call y'all unexpectedly. How about that? And you're going to be like,
wow,
I
love it.
Was.
I love it. We're going to get juicy, though. We're about to talk about some stuff now, you know, hip-hop world and love. But I know you got to go, and thank you so much for calling, Faith. We're going to go ahead and play Where We Stand, all right? God bless you,
okay,
Faith.
Thank you, guys.
Much
have
love.
Thank you
for calling in.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn. And learn.
When I think about it,
baby,
all I can do is shake my head. 'Cause there ain't no explanation on this earth. Oh, you must be heaven sent with your crazy, 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 crazy love. Boy, you got me so
Talent, you know what it is. It's
just comedy. That's right, baby. And you want to join me on the Love Zone USA as a guest, because I'm going to be putting it down date after date. So get your Thursdays ready, baby, because it's going down June 13th, June 27th, July 11th, and July 25th. Thursdays, as I bring comedy to the love and relationships. Don't take it personal. It's just comedy. Or is it? I'll talk to you soon. It's Boy Talent, Love Zone USA. It's just comedy.
Yes, listen to my boy Talent. He's so funny. He's going to be on the Mike T Show Thursday, August 22nd and September 5th. Don't forget, join us for the laughter. He's hilarious. You're going to have a ball listening to him. Please remember to contact us if you have any type of mailing or any emails that you might want to send to us. We also have a mailing list. It's at the www.thelovezoneusa.com. And we're back with the Girlfriend Network and Miss Fallon Moreno and myself. Still excited after interviewing Faith Evans.
Yeah, that was a great interview. I'm so glad. And we got a lot of some good timing with her. You know, I know she's really busy. And
I know.
I didn't think she was going to get as much time as we did. So I'm really happy. We got a little extra, couple extra questions in there.
Definitely. I mean, I know I'm sorry to the listeners and people who were calling in, but we hogged up the time because we had, you know, she just came out of a session and she's working on her album, which she said she'll come and drop by and surprise us and give us all the details when she releases the album, which is exciting for us to possibly give away tickets. And, you know, we'll take it from there for the audience. So, guys, make sure to call in if you have any questions, 347-539-5729. And we're talking a little bit with Faith about hip-hop, love and hip-hop and relationships in the industry. What is your take on that, Fallon, as being a someone who is in the industry? How hard is it to maintain a relationship in the world of...
Yeah, I think it's really hard. I mean, extra hard than I think somebody who's not in the industry, just because the industry, there's so much spotlight and everybody is just paying attention to your every move. And that alone creates extra tension. Something that you're trying to keep private, you know, like a relationship is not supposed to be for the world to see, for the world to know every single detail about your life. And he said this and she said that and he's cheating. You know, that just creates so much extra, because sometimes stuff is going on and the media makes it look like it's completely something it's not. And then that creates a fight, I'm sure, between those two people, you know,
yeah,
trying to explain yourself. And, you know, it's not a, being in the industry is definitely not a normal life, but it's just a sacrifice you have to make if you really want to pursue that, your passion and you love it. You know, everything comes with sacrifices, and your personal life is, you know, you got to definitely try the best you can do. For me personally, like, I like to keep my private life private. I don't like people, you know, knowing who I'm dating, and, you know, I like to try to keep that as private as possible. But
Best way to keep it. And
yeah,
I completely understand where you're coming from. That's why when we're speaking to Faith, you know, she wrote that book, Keeping the Faith. Check it out. It's a memoir. And she explained little details about her relationship and how difficult it was, you know,
yeah,
her being with someone in the industry and herself being in the industry, that, you know, it could come with a lot of conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to touch on that a little bit, since, you know, we had her on the show and she is a mom of four and she's able to still keep her life private and continue on. I wanted to ask you, Fallon, what do you think about, do you watch the show Love & Hip Hop?
I've seen it a couple times. I just don't have time for TV, but I do like the show. The two times that I did watch it, is I love reality shows. They're just so entertaining, but I do like it. The two episodes I saw was very entertaining, but I don't know too much about it.
Yeah. It's another show that. Yeah, I do. I do watch it, and there's the one that's on right now is the one of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and it just portrays a lot of different type of love triangles, which is something that in the industry is very, you know, it's just always all over the place, having a love triangle, having a side chick, and things like that. Just a little bit negative connotation, but it is entertaining, and that's why we watch it. Reason I brought it up is because there's one of the females on the show who was going through an actual marriage. She was married for a long time. She's going through a separation due to the factors that we spoke about, having things put out there in media, the temptations, the options. So
that's just hard. When you date in the industry, you know, before you even get into anything, you have to make sure – like, the person who you're with, if you're a celebrity, has to be extremely crazy confident. You know, there can't be any insecurity. There has to be an understanding, because like we said before, it's not a normal life. It's extra hard. And if you're dealing with somebody, you got to make sure you stay loyal to your partner regardless, but especially in the industry, you know, you got to take their word over anybody else's. It's so easy for, you know, random outsiders to just come into your situation and try to create controversy just to see if they can split you apart, you know?
Yeah. It's just difficult with all the options out there, being that the way hip-hop music is so oversaturated now, and there's just certain mm-hmm. focuses on women, the cars, the money, which has always been that, but it's just so much more options
it's
and
more,
opportunity for it now. So
it's just
crazy that we touched on a little lightly with Faith, but just glad that we got as much questions.
Yeah, but really, I mean, what a strong person, because that was, I'm sure, even back then when it was going on in the moment, was a huge deal. Like, her business was just out there with the little Kim and the whole Tupac,
mm-hmm.
and she has so much class to play
yes,
it off.
Yes, so much class
did,
she did,
you know?
And she's, and that's one thing that I admire. She played it off with good class, and she did mention a snippet of it. That's when I got into the memoir part of it,
mm-hmm.
and she said that she only told the truth that really happened, which
mm-hmm.
is usually, you know, hard for people to put themselves out there, but she did clear the air, and it was just one of those things where, you know, you put it past you and you keep it moving. But not everybody has, you know, the strength that she has and the courage
right.
to do that. A lot of women that, you know, do split from artists, it becomes really messy and it comes ugly. They have
mm-hmm.
families involved and children. This is just not a song or a video. This is their actual
right.
life.
Right, real life, yeah.
Yes, it just gets intense. But we had so many people calling in, and I was just
I
like, we can't take any calls.
I know, my Facebook, too, is like, I'm trying to call. I want to talk to Faith. But, I mean, who doesn't want to talk to her, you know?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I can imagine, but we're going to get her on again.
Yes, we are. We
soon.
Definitely are. She said, she's like, I'm going to call.
Gotta
get
her on. She's a really sweet person, really
very
humble.
Sweet. Very
down
humble.
To earth, especially, you know, with her life being just so out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's Grammy Award winning, a mother, was a
yeah.
wife, and now she's just relaxing and still just working on so many projects. We do appreciate
mm-hmm.
that.
And she's still working on her music, which I love that. You know, she hasn't gave that.
Lost
a lot of people
the love.
Are like, well, I haven't heard Faith, or what happened with Faith, but you don't never know what's going on behind the scenes, you know. She's probably working on some great stuff right now that we'll soon hear. Her album, did she say she had a release date on her album?
No,
yet?
She didn't have a release date yet. She said that she was planning to tour maybe September, October, and she said she'll come back on, and she said, I'll call in and surprise you. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
But,
I'll
she really had nothing
that.
Set. Yeah, she had nothing really set. Yeah, she wants the anticipation behind the album and that hunger to hear her music because, you know, she does have beautiful voice and is very talented and always kept that class that you mentioned
right.
and kept herself together. You know, everybody goes through things in life. It's just what you know, take as in and react to it. And, you know, she was a widow at 25 years old. It's a lot of different things. And, you know, to be remarried and then get divorced, go through life changes and still remain humble, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. I thank everybody for, you know, I thank so much for our manager, Ms. Briggs, who got me in contact with her. And thank you, Fallon, for being, you know, you and so sweet. And we just got to really talk to her like girlfriends, like if I knew her for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Jersey thing might have helped, too.
Yeah, she is from Jersey, huh?
Yeah, definitely. But next week's show, we're going to have a very talented artist. His name is John Michael. He actually opened up for Casey and JoJo at a B.B. King's performance.
Oh, the B.B. King show.
Yes,
okay.
Back in July. And, guys, we are affiliated with B.B. King's. You guys keep calling in for tickets. Mike T is going to be announcing some tickets for B.B. King concerts on his show on Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also, check out the Countdown show, which is with Mr. Tony Diamond, which is 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock on Fridays. And you catch us, the Girlfriend Network, 5 to 6. On Monday, August 5th, we'll have John Michael on the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And,
yeah.
Fallon,
and
any shout-outs,
to
anything you want
to
say?
Our, the topic of our love and hip-hop, would you ever see yourself dating a celebrity and dealing with all that? How would you react to what Faith
I'm very private and very particular with certain things. It'll be very difficult for me, but I mean, I can't help who I fall in love with. If someone that is in the limelight, I'm really digging them, it's a different case, but it's not my preference. It's something
right.
that I wouldn't want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's,
same thing
yeah,
to you, would you? Yeah or no?
I mean, you know, it's just hard, you know, especially like you said, nowadays with the music and you know, getting women. I mean, in my opinion, a man of power, whether it be a celebrity or baseball player or just a CEO, anybody, you know, if you can have women in a man's eyes, why not? So I think it's just
definitely
something. I think it's going to happen. There's going to be cheating involved, and that's just
and
up to
exactly
you.
Exactly. It's just much more accept. It's much more blown up in the media when you're you could be a man of power, like you said, in any other type of career, but in the media it's just blown up and it's found out, and then you're done. Your business is out there. And how do you make a decision to be emotional or not when everybody's making it for you?
Yeah.
So it's difficult.
Really emotional.
Yeah, I know. So, but that was a good question. So, guys, stay tuned. Listen to Miss Fallon Moreno and Zena Vasquez. We'll be back. We're making some changes with the show after the 5th at times different so we can catch everyone and everyone can listen to us. And just stay tuned next week. John Michael will be on August 5th. And I'm going to go end the song with So Emotional. Since we're talking about hip-hop and love, we women get emotional.
We're going to get
super emotional. Have a good one, guys. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you guys.
Take care.
For listening. It was a fun show. I hope everybody, if not, they can go back and
yes, listen to it.
Wrong. And when I looked into your eyes, I didn't see.
right now. Save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Save big with sweaters for adults from $14.99 at Gap Factory. And at Banana Republic Factory, doorbuster sweaters start at $19.99. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online. Right now, save 60% off absolutely everything at Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory at our biggest sale of the year. That's right, 60% off everything in stores and online. Save big with sweaters for adults from $14.99 at Gap Factory. And at Banana Republic Factory, doorbuster sweaters start at $19.99. Hurry, these prices won't last. Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.